great to talk to our next guest too. I know when the boys spoke with Don Pike last time, he just arrived, hadn't had time to really do much training at all, but exciting time for Adelaide as they head into their Christmas break. A new coach, a new era, of course, 2016 approaching. Don, thanks for joining us and welcome to 5AA once again.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Don, so far you've had a chance now to sit back, take a few sessions and get to know the guys a bit more. How's it been the first few weeks?
Oh, it's been really good. I've been really pleased with the majority of our guys and the shape they came back from the break. It's allowed us to really hit the ground running. We've sort of been able to build our minutes and spend some really good, valuable time in working on some of the areas we've got to improve on.
When does game plan come into it? Obviously, Phil Walsh came in with a very clear game plan. He made it quite clear and a lot of it featured on defence. How much is fitness? How much is game plan? Or you just try and meld the two together?
Yeah, look, it's probably trying to get a balance of the two. Obviously, in the start of the pre-season, we're into building a bit of durability into our players, so it's important we get a few Ks in the legs. But at the same time, we want to use the minutes we've got wisely, and so we've been spending a bit of time on some of our ball movement and started to introduce some of our team defence sort of practices and so forth. So we're introducing it slowly, but we're able to cover some good ground, which is pleasing.
Don, do you think it'll be a major change or there'll be tweaks? I mean, do you think supporters, when they see the Crows run out under you the first game, they will see a lot of different things? Do you think it'd be more subtle?
It'd probably be subtle. I think the game fundamentally is to, how we played last season put us in a really good spot. And obviously played a final, and played two finals, won a final. So a lot of what I'm fortunate to take over is in place, and the players have embraced obviously some of the things Phil brought to the Crows last year. So probably more working on some areas we've got to improve on, tweaking a bit of terminology and language, and trying to be, if you like, probably more rounded across the phases of the game. I think I've spoken about this total football, which is really our ability to play well in all phases and really transition between each phase succinctly and smoothly as a group.
Don, is that a challenge for you when you come forward with your comment and the way you say things? Is there a few quizzical looks from the players? Well, I've not heard that before. How do you get that message across?
Yeah, look, it's in terms of rolling out, there is a bit of a change. It's probably started with the coaches because it's important we're all sort of singing from the same hymn sheet as well. So talking to the coaches and going, well, this is what we're calling this, and they go, okay, that's similar to that. And I said, yeah, but we'll use this language. So there's been a bit of a change of language, and so when we roll it out to the players, it's important we're really clear in terms of, you may have heard this called this last year, well, it's going to be called this. And, if there's no need to change the language, we're not changing it. But obviously there's some things that roll off my tongue a lot easier than some of the other language they were using. So we're in that sort of transition phase at the moment, so they're getting a lot of new words they're learning day in, day out.
It must be interesting too when you see the players close up. No doubt you had a fairly good knowledge of the guys from afar, being a coach yourself. But when you walk out then, you see the size of Tex Walker and you see the hunger of Rory Sloane and a couple of young lads coming through. If some of the individuals impress you, I don't necessarily need names, but have you been impressed by some players that perhaps you didn't know a lot about?
Oh, look, it's always the case when you take over a new group and you walk in, you sort of have, if you like, you might have a perceived idea of what you think they're like as both, both players and also as men. And I've been, really impressed with the quality of the people we've got and the players we've got. They've all got a really strong appetite to improve. They're really committed to their profession in terms of getting better as footballers. And they're a really attentive group. And I found in terms of, some of the things we've rolled out, they're almost, getting up to speed really quickly, which is pleasing. It means they're learning well and they're able to carry out the instructions, which is really pleasing.
I suppose they're also professional. When you come from West Coast, who had a terrific rise last year, and Adelaide have been around the mark. So is there a lot of difference between, 40 players to 240 players and the way they go about it?
Oh, there is. There's subtle differences, though. I mean, majority, you're dealing with a good cross-section of the community in terms of their backgrounds and bits and pieces. So they're all unique. They're all individuals. They're coming with different strengths and weaknesses and different learning methodologies as well. So we try and make sure the program has flexibility towards how they best learn, how we present information, length of meetings, all those sorts of things to try and make sure that it's fresh, they're engaged, but the messaging gets across. So the beauty is, as I said, we've got 40-odd guys who are attentive or keen and want to learn, and are really looking forward to the next season.
Has the club got all the bases covered, all of those resources available for you to deliver for season 2016?
Oh, in majority of cases, yes. I mean, there's still some things. It's probably harder for me. First, you know, I've been, what have we done? This is our third week of training. So I'm getting a feel for the Crows and the environment and the people and what we might need to add as we go through. But that'll probably come clearer as we go. But at the moment, it's not a lack of resources that's going to hold us back. It's probably a little bit of time and them getting used to my message and being really clear in terms of, you know, how we're going to play and the key areas that will be a focus for us to get the improvement we want on the field.
Don, it might be a tough one for you to answer, and I don't know how much input you had to the draft, but young Ryan Burton's gone to Hawthorn, and before he smashed his leg was touted as a top 10, and Taylor Walker goes down. There's not that many, you know, ready-made full forwards. The young fella wouldn't be ready-made next year, but how close was it to selecting a player like Ryan?
Oh, look, it was one of those ones where, you know, I came on board and our recruiters have done a mountain of work and obviously, you know, looked at all the available talent, and it's nothing against Ryan, and I wish him all the best at Hawthorn. I guess they had a guy in Tom Dodo who was ahead of him, so that's the selection is the way we went, and I think, you know, we've got a few young guys who are coming through in Harry Deere and Kenan Ramsey who are developing as key forwards. And we've also got, I know Sam Shaw's played forward and back as well in the past. So, you know, there's some options in there if Tex goes down. But, look, in terms of the draft, it was who's the talent we've identified best at that pick, and that was Tom. So that's the way we went.
Do you see him, you know, barring, and heaven forbid if there should be an injury, but do you see him forcing his way into the side in 2016, Tom Dodo?
Oh, look, I've put no limits on any of the guys we've drafted in, whether it's Tom or Wayne or even the guys we've rookied in Young Beachy, and Paul Hunter's probably a little bit further away as a developing ruck. But I've said to them all, I said, turn up, train, you know, work ethic and attitude will get you a long way. And if you're good enough, you'll almost pick yourself. And so, look, I'd love to see those guys pushing for selection. It means we're in a really strong position and that we've got good depth and you know, we've got good competition for spots, which I think is healthy.
Trying to be a little bit selfish here, but I'm keen for you not to touch Alex Keith too much. I'm a bit keen on him staying with his cricket.
Well, he's going all right, Alex. It's almost as soon as he signed on as a rookie B, he started making hundreds in great cricket.
Got 100,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, Alex, let's see how this works, mate. You're going to play football. Boy. Look, it's good to see. We're in an unusual situation with Alex in that he's obviously multi-talented, and so his opportunity with the strikers comes up, and we wish him well. And yeah, but in the meantime, we're sort of setting a program for him which allows him to still build on some of his footy, you know, conditioning and strength and so forth, while still managing his cricket. So it's an interesting challenge, but you know, look. Good luck, and I hope he goes well with the Sixers or the Strikers, and they start up on Friday night.
Yeah, indeed.
Love your opinion, Don, on Josh Jenkins. I see at times a brilliant footballer, basketball background. He can be so good some days and so poor other days, but you get the impression he's so quick for a big man. He's a good kick for a big man. He could be a 60-goaler a year. I mean, what's your first impressions of the big fella, Josh?
Yeah, look, he's as you say, he's a very powerful athlete. He's you know, he's got a unique skill set for a guy who's playing forward and pinching out in the ruck. I think last year he kicked just over 40 goals, which is a pretty good return for a guy who's playing forward and ruck. And look, Josh is like a few of our guys in that sort of age bracket. We're just looking for a bit more, and we're looking for a bit more consistently. So, I'm sure in talking to Josh, he's aware of that. He understands, like a lot of those guys, the need that for us to take the next step and improve, we need that improvement across everyone. And he's similar to other guys, as I said, in that same games bracket.
The other player's been missing for a couple of years, but no doubt is a potential star of the game, is Brad Crouch. And you need him on the park and you lose Dangerfield, but Brad Crouch's a very good young player.
Yeah, look, it's with Brad, as I've said previously, we're sort of taking a very slowly approach. Obviously, he had the foot injury last year and then a further setback in the middle of the year. And the pleasing part is that he's back running now and he's running pain-free, which is vital. And he's starting to do some more. He'll start to do some non-straight line stuff, so a bit of change of direction and things. And we'll just bring him up as we need to. And as I said, any sign of soreness, we'll be taking a very conservative view with him. But, he's keen. We'll probably need to hold him back from himself a little bit to make sure that he just moves through his program really clearly, so we don't have any setbacks and give him the best chance of being the player he wants to be next year.
Such an important part of all of the clubs now is their leadership program. Darren Glass looked after that, but he's moved on. Who's going to, who picks it up? What's the style of leadership that you will be implementing?
Yeah, so it's an ongoing discussion in terms of how we're going to manage the leadership side of it. I'm probably just getting to know them and trying to get a feel for exactly where we're sitting. We've got a relatively young leadership group, which is exciting in a lot of ways because we've got some guys that are learning on the go and are open to new ideas and concepts. And so we'll probably at this stage utilise a couple of different resources just to challenge our leaders. I'll work really closely with them, and not only our leadership group, but also our developing or emerging leaders, and see how they can progress. Because these days in footy teams, it's probably never been different. But you know, the reality is we need more than just our leaders out on the ground. We need the next group of players really leading on field and giving good direction to help those leaders. And so we'll sort of build that program as we go after Christmas.
And what about Don Pike, the man? We know you're a terrific footballer and a very good golfer. You're playing an instrument, you sing, karaoke. What other skill set you got there, Don?
My skill set is pretty much solely within the sporting fraternity. I must admit, I'm not a singer, I'm not a dancer, and I don't play any musical instruments, so no.
And born in Illinois, but your father worked over there, but only a few early years there?
Yeah, your dad was studying over there. He was doing a doctorate over in Indiana Uni when I was born. So I spent a couple of years in America, but I wouldn't really classify myself as an American. I pretty much grew up in Perth and spent most of my life over there.
And your dad was a footballer too?
Yeah, dad played 130-odd games for Perth and played state footy as well. So, look, I was you know, fortunate, obviously, with his background involvement in sport. I sort of grew up around sport, so, he was working in human movement, and so... you know, I was exposed to it from a very young age and fell in love with it, which has been great.
Terrific. You're a brother, of course, James, who's here and beautifully based with his physiotherapy practice. You get to catch up with him, and it must be nice that the brothers are in the same town.
Yeah, it is, mate, because we all sort of left home when we finished sort of the high school and headed off to different parts of the world. And so, you know, to finally, after 20-odd years, spend a bit more time with him will be good. He's got a young son at the moment which is keeping him busy. So, we were looking forward to spending more time with him, and being in Adelaide obviously helped with that.
Just had a quick text there, Don. Taylor Walker looking very, very fit. Captain last year did a pretty good job, or this season did a pretty good job. Is he likely to be the captain again?
Look, I would expect so. I said the leadership group will have a discussion on the leadership group and finalising that probably closer to we start getting to playing games. But from my understanding with Tex, he stepped into the role last year and was outstanding in pretty difficult times. And so I'm having trouble seeing any reason why we'd want to change that heading into the season.
And you've got, I think, West Coast, Frio, Gold Coast. In the NAB Challenge. Is that more to sort of suck and see rather than winning's not everything there?
Oh, look, we'll see how we go. It's a bit of an interesting one this year with the pre-season. We've sort of got this three-week period, which we're just about to complete this week before we head into Christmas, and then we've got 6 weeks into the first game. So, as I said, you know, our ability to be able to get the volume of work into our players to get us best prepared for round one will be our focus. And so at the moment, where the NAB Challenge sits in terms of either exposing some younger guys to some opportunities or playing best team, we'll juggle that after Christmas. But at the moment, we're trying to make sure we just keep enough players on the track, which we're good at the moment. We've got nearly 36, 37 in full training, which is really good for this time of the year. So we're pretty buoyed by that, and we want to keep building those numbers post-Christmas.
It gives you a chance to get out onto the course. Have you got your money off Brent Riley yet down there? Radar loves getting it around as well. You got his cash?
I haven't had a hit with Radar as yet. No, I did mention to him I need to organise that. I'm sort of a little bit stressed for time at the moment. But I need to clear some time so I can get out there and have a hit. So I'm looking forward to that.
And definitely. And the clubs are certainly in the boot.
Yeah, I get the clubs carried around. It's one of the things I like to do to actually relax in a lot of ways. It's nice to be able to grab an hour and a half and maybe just walk around and play nine holes and free your mind a bit. So I look forward to it.
So it sounds like the vaudeville act is out. No singing or dancing there, Don.
No, you won't see me any players as usual. I don't think that's where my strength lies. I'll stay away from that. As my wife said, I sort of dance on wedding day, and that's it.
Yeah, sees you out.
Mate, welcome back to Adelaide. Have a great Christmas, and thanks for the chat, Don.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you. Have a good Christmas yourself.
Thanks so much, Don Pike. Yeah, it's a great appointment.
Very talented sportsman.
Very. I mean, his golf, we talked about it, and yeah, had a bit of a giggle.
Scratch your knee?
Scratch, yeah. I mean, that is good shooting.
You can play a bit when you're off scratch.
He knows his way around the links. Yeah.
I loved... watching him play as a played against his brother James, played for Nord here, and actually stood James a couple of times. Very, he's a good cricketer too.
Yeah, I played state cricket with him. So very fortunate there, and watched him go. Now a physio here in Adelaide. So very, very talented. And his dad, Frank, Dr. Frank Pike, who was at the AIS when we were going through and did all the testing for us when we were into that Australian side. And
real sporting family, isn't it?
Very, very talented. Another of their very special guests, Don Pike, the senior coach at the Adelaide Footy Club.